Point five.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, this report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the erection of an extension to a dwelling house at 1 Garladale Drive, Newton Grange. The proposal comprises a flat roof single story extension to the rear of the property, projecting up to 4 metres into the garden from the main rear wall of the house. A plan and application for the proposed development was refused on the 14th of March 2016. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. The local review body carried out a site visit yesterday, 6th of June 2016. The review is to proceed by way of written submissions. Following a decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the electronic case file.
Open up for the members. Lisa?
Chair, can I just ask, is nobody speaking for or against this, either the appellant or...
Somebody must have a view. Go right, Bob.
Having visited it yesterday, there are a lot of extensions all over the place that have been granted previously. It does stick out a bit, this one, but presumably our officials actually are correct to bring it to our attention, but we are a local review board to make local decisions, and... I would be happy to allow this appeal and let the development go ahead.
You want to speak, Russell?
I was just going to say, in support of what Councillor Constable's saying, I have to say that, I looked at it one way and then I looked at it the other way and then I looked around the whole area and you see some other not-so-exciting extensions all over the place. And I have to say that, on balance, I come down in support of the application. I think it may just improve what's there as well. There's that to take into consideration. And it's just unfortunate the topography of the area is such that, they happen to be at the end of the block. And they're then the drop to the other houses that go looking from the back, I suppose it's on the left-hand side there, along that other street. But apart from that, Chair, there's going to be no overlooking on that side, and I just think that I support Councillor Constable in allowing the appeal to be upheld.
Thanks, Russell. Lisa?
Thanks, Chair. I don't disagree with my colleagues at all. I think if I was living in one of the houses that are at right angles to that building, as we saw yesterday, some of the concerns that have been articulated in the report about massing and the fact that the neighbours would be looking at a fairly substantial bulky wall, which at the moment is broken up, I can't help but wonder if the applicant might consider doing something to make that big blank wall rather more pleasant to look at, whether it was trellis and something pretty growing up it, but to be mindful of that mass that would be presented in a fairly blocky way to the neighbours' windows. But out with that, I have no issues.
Okay, so this has been passed as well, yeah?
Just for the benefit of the applicant, that's to grant planning permission for the proposed extension.
Okay. Which brings us on to the final item, 5.6.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the erection of a dwelling house at Cherry Trees Farla. The development would comprise demolishing an existing dwelling house and replacing it with a two-storey contemporary dwelling and a detached garage. A planning application for the proposed development was refused on the 22nd of February 2016. A copy of the decision notice, along with the officer's report and the applicant's review statement, is in your papers today. The local review body carried out its site visit yesterday, the 6th of June 2016, and the review is to proceed by way of written submissions. Following the decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the electronic case file.
Lisa?
How did you guess, Chair? I'm in a vocal mood today. Some might say I usually am. Members who were here back in 2007 may recall that I led the charge against a previous application in this village, as I saw it as a vanity project that was completely unsuitable for its surroundings, inappropriate in every way, and the then Councillor Boyes and I, my colleague, a fellow ward member at the time, were completely joined up in our antipathy for that application that was 21 Fowler Village, and we were both quite vociferous in our defence of the rural village setting. But that was that previous application. It was in a different location and it was a totally different design. And I have to say, as members will have seen yesterday when we visited the site, this is right at the very end of the village. If it was elsewhere in the village, I might be taking a very different position on this appeal. But because of its location, those members who saw the existing building can't be in any false illusion that it's in any way an enhancement of the village. I realise that does not in itself give reason to grant this appeal, but several things occur to me. And the first one is that we look at every single application or appeal on its own individual merit. There have been any number of letters of support, and I know from both the community council and the local community councillor who lives locally have all been very enthusiastic in their support of this application and indeed this appeal. But as the planning officers have pointed out, many of those letters of support and expressions of support have not articulated good planning reasons for supporting this appeal and overturning the decision. But mindful that in rural settings, we're often asked to consider roof lines, heights of buildings, massing, and in the report there's a lot of reference to the vernacular character of the village. And all of that is true. But if I can bring your attention to page 155 of your papers and 4.13, just and moving across to 157, page 157, where you'll see it represents a series of conjoined rural forms. This is in the context of the report. And below that, you'll see reference to the highest central component. It's bullet point three, the second one under the picture. And it refers to the highest central component of the dwelling house, which, although two stories, has an identical ridge height to the adjacent 1.5-storey dwelling. And I personally think that's really quite important. In the context of what we saw yesterday, I think members will have been aware that if we grant this appeal, the former manse will still be at that point of the village and from most aspects the dominant roof line, and it will still be substantially higher than this one being proposed. Some of the concerns that the planning officers had that caused them to reach the decision they did was about the frontage and the massing, which personally I don't see an issue with, because I do see the design being very sensitive to an agricultural and rural environment. And looking at it from across the fields of East Lothian and further down in Mid Lothian East, the rear of the building has a much lower section, which in the most uncondemning way possible, and I realise this doesn't sound flattering, it could be mistaken for an agricultural building from a distance. I thought the designers of this had been incredibly sensitive to the environment. The only concern I would have is 4.7, where the agents referred to a number of trees. Sorry, that's on page 155 of our papers. There are a number of trees requiring to be felled to facilitate the proposed development, and there is an opportunity here to provide compensatory planting. And I would like to condition the appeal on that, partly to encourage that sense of village envelope which currently exists by the way in which the planting is conveniently surrounding the rather hideous, dilapidated, derelict building that is there now, that I don't believe was any kind of environmental advantage, even perhaps when it was new. But one could argue that's a personal viewpoint, and it certainly is in my case. I can only say with the greatest enthusiasm, I'm delighted to see this. I think we see too many of our rural villages hidebound, and if they are going to be sustainable in the long term, we need to see vibrant villages, and we need to see new builds taking place. And with all due respect to the planning officers, and it's seldom that I go so strongly against the planning officers' view, as members will be aware, we can't actually recreate vernacular buildings of another century, however much may wish to. And I think this is a really good example of good design and the proposals of good quality build. And I think if the applicants adhere to those, I think that the village of Fowler will be well served by us overturning this decision and granting the appeal. I think I've said enough.
Just a minute, Bob. That was extremely eloquent, Lisa. Thank you.
And long, I apologise. Yes. But yes, I'm proposing to overturn the decision.
Okay, Bob, then you, Derek.
Happy to second Lisa on this one. The building existing there has little merit, and the ridge height was important, as the officer pointed out on the visit. The timber cladding of the building also, as Lisa referred to, I think will enhance it. So very happy to second this one.
Yeah, I was just going to do that, what Bob said anyway. As Aunt Lisa said, most of the things anyway on it. I'm not really that particular about the height, to be honest. I think it's more the look of the building and how it looks. It could be a bit taller as far as I'm concerned, or wherever, not massively, but it's not certain that it needs to be level. But yeah, I can't add much more than either. Supportive of it, happening.
If I can say, Derek, since he's won the cup, you're really speaking very well. Could you make it short, please?
Very. It's just to be clear, I was conditioning and the acceptance of the offer of the tree planting, compensatory tree planting, and in order to secure the village envelope in that way. Obviously, there'll be issues about views and where that goes, but I'm sure working with planning officers, that will be achievable. Thank you.
Yeah, Chair, just to come back on that issue, that with the without prejudice conditions, top of page 129 is a sort of standard landscape conditions that can be picked up as part of that process. That's okay. The decision.
Okay, you have your house. Thank you to the members and members of the public, and thanks to the planners. Sorry, we bloodied your nose slightly.